Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Right, this heat can fuck off now.
Do you know what? All day I've been like, right, don't complain, Ange. Don't complain because we have shit weather. Like,
no.
80% of the time we have shit weather. Don't complain.
But it's still shit weather.
Well, it isn't shit.
It's because it is still shit weather.
No, because... Do you know what it is, Pats, right? It's not shit weather. It's lovely weather. We are just not geared up for
it. No, this is shit weather. It's humid. It's sticky. It's not like... If it's like 24, 25 bright sunshine, I can cope with it. It's this jeffing, shitty, you know, I'm going to have a thunderstorm. I'm going to get up to like 28 degrees and you're going to feel like you're literally a block of butter melting. There's going to be a massive fuck off storm. It's going to bring it down by 2 degrees.
I'll just tell you now that we are brewing the storm here where I am.
We've had it and it's done nothing.
Oh,
yeah, oh, I've still got my air conditioner on.
Oh, well, you should be chuffing grateful you've got an air conditioner. What are you complaining about?
Yeah.
Yeah, coming
on here. I saw a thing on Very British Problems which really summed this up.
The weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Britain, one sunny day. Wow, lovely. This is amazing. Let's barbecue everything. 2 sunny days. Oh, I could get used to this. I love wearing shorts. Let's get an ice cream and run through a sprinkler. 3 sunny days. Please make it stop.
No, but it is. I do hear what you're saying about like it just gets crazy hot, has a big thunderstorm, and it kind of is a bit cooler. However, right, I think that we here in the United Kingdom, I think we should start taking on some of the European styles of having
siestas.
Yes.
Oh, I agree.
Because that is for me, that is the worst point in the day. Like, say, from
I agree.
12 till 3, and you're sat at a chuffing desk, sweating your tits off, trying to work. I think we should start saying, right, work day starts at 8 till 12. You have like a 2-3 hour siesta, and then you do, I don't know, 3 till 6 or 7 or something like that. That is what I think we should be doing. And if I was Prime Minister, that is the route I'd be
only
taking.
Only in your summer months.
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah, we're not doing that all year round. But in your summer
Although
months,
I could get quite used to that all year round.
I mean, it would be quite nice, wouldn't it?
Going off for a little nap.
Just a little snooze. Have a bit of lunch, have a snooze.
I think as well, now that we've got so into the home working.
Exactly, Pat. So I think, you know, this is the route we need to take. We need to start having some siestas. UK summertime siestas. UK.
Can we call them fiestas, though?
Fiestas?
Fiestas.
Why fiestas?
Just to be slightly different, because we, you know, we're not in the EU anymore. We've got to make it different.
Well, I think we'd go for something totally different. Not even anything that sounds like a siesta or a fiesta.
Napsville.
Yeah. Nana naps.
Nana naps.
Nana naps. Let's just go. That's it. Nana nap time.
Nana nap time.
Have yourself a bit of lunch. Have yourself a little nana nap. Bang. Straight back to it. Everyone's feeling bloody
Do you know
great.
What, though? I on paper, I feel like it feels like a good idea, but can you imagine at 3 then thinking...
I don't know. I think it would give you the boost.
Let's take it to the listeners.
What do you
think? Let's take it to the listeners. Do you prefer getting to 3 and looking at the clock and thinking, great, I've got 2.5 hours left or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
you know, I finish at 5:30. So I by 3:00, I'm like, yes.
Nearly done.
2.5 hours. That's it. Yeah. Come on, Rudy.
Yeah.
Bang it out. Bash it out. Boom, it boom, out. Boom, boom, yeah. boom, boom. Mm. Or would you prefer to live in Angie's world where you start at 8:00,
yeah.
you nap,
yeah.
you nap 12 till 3:00 like yeah. a baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get back up, you yeah. log back on at 3:30 and you work till 7:30-ish.
Yeah.
What are the vibes? What are we thinking?
What are the people saying? Are you with Pats? Are you with Angie?
I'm gonna bring Tricky in. He doesn't need to speak, but Tricky, put in the chat, what's your vibe? Are you siestas? He's probably gone off, and he's probably gone off to have a pint.
Probably has, yeah, this shitty.
He's probably sat in his garden.
He's
captain of the nap team.
Captain of the nap team.
Great throwback. Absolutely sensational throwback. If you don't know what we're talking about, go back and listen to the recording we did with our brother James.
Where we talk about
mum being nap team captain.
Because she came out in a nightie that says nap team captain.
Nap team captain.
It was one of those classic moments.
If you've got an opinion on siesta, no siesta, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden. Angie's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com.
Right, now I've got a question for you, Pats. What are the three things that are most important to you except friends and family? So you can't be putting those in the mix. What are the three things that you would say are like your most important things?
I would count my cats as part of my family.
Yes, agreed. Yeah, pets.
So they're pets are being family-based. Yes, what are the most important things to me?
Three things, ideally, if you can give me three.
Phone, obviously, top one would probably be my phone.
Number one, phone. Bosh, agreed. Yeah. Yes.
Number two, my car.
You're going very practical.
Well, I don't really care what car it is. Look, I love cars. I'm into cars.
You are big into the car world.
It's a vibe for me.
Yeah.
But just, I couldn't go back to buses and trains 24/7. I can do it every now and again.
Yeah, buses. When was the last time you went on a bus?
Oh, mate, I am a bus snob. I'm not getting on a bus for anyone. Somebody says we've got to go here, but you've got to go on a coach. Fuck off, I'll meet you there. The other thing is as well, the reason I say my car is because I will drive to like a lot of places, like parties and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, I'll drive.
Yeah.
I don't mind not drinking. With the caveat that if it's shit and I want to go and you're not ready, you're going to have to get
tough
a taxi
shit.
Back.
Tough shit.
Or you have to figure it out. Or you're going to have to get a taxi home.
Yeah.
Because I like the I went to a wedding. I won't say when. Let's say a couple of years ago. And I was like, I'm driving. And if I get there and it's great, I'll leave my car there and I'll get a taxi back and go and get it the next day.
Yeah.
If I get there and it's shit, I've got to have the security blanket of getting in my car and going home.
That is actually a very valid point, Pat.
I can't be getting somewhere and being like, oh my God, this is so shit. And not have, because I'm not really a like drink through it. I know there's some people that are like, just drink through it. And I'm not really like that. I don't drink to get
wasted.
You're
not wasted a big drinker
and...
really, Pats. I mean, no, you have your big sort of, you know, your blowouts every now and
your
again.
Your blowouts.
Yeah, your big patty
and I
blowouts.
Don't, I don't drink to get wasted, to get myself through a party or a night out or a...
Yeah.
So I am a driver and I will just say I'll drive and if it's shit, I'll leave. If it's good, I'll get wasted and get a cab home.
Yeah.
I've been able to drive since I was 21. You know, that's 20 odd years.
Are you 21 couldn't go back. When you learnt to drive?
And you failed my test 3 times.
I can't believe you were 21.
Well, because I took a massive break because when I failed the third time, I was like, fuck this. I'm going to be a bus wanker my whole life.
So you started learning at 17 and you didn't pass until you were 21.
Yeah, because, right, the third driving test I took, right, I failed on a major, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he asked me to do an emergency stop and I didn't pump the brake enough and I skidded. And he said, the driving examiner said, if there'd have been a child or an old lady crossing the road, you would have just killed them. Drive on when you're ready. And I thought, fucking hell, I've failed. Anyway, we get back to the test centre and I stare out the, I put my head on the window, my forehead on the window, I stare out the window and he's like, I'm crying and he's like, do you want the form to fill in case you want to take? And I said, does it look like I'm going to take another test? Does it look to you like I'm going to take another test, Brian? Anyway, he gets out the car and I hear him say to my instructor, I think she's a little bit upset. And my instructor said, yeah, she is quite highly strung. Oh, fucking hell, all right, mate.
Your driving instructor totally had you down, Pats.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knew what he was dealing with.
So then after I'd, like, failed that time, I was like, well, I'm not going to learn to drive now. That's it. I'm done. I'm not doing it again. I'm not going through that again. And then James started to learn to drive in a manual car, in an automatic car. Mm. And I was like, okay.
Maybe that's the way for me.
Yeah. And then I took my test first time in an auto, waited a couple of years, got my confidence back.
Yeah.
Got myself a car, took my test first time in an auto, passed first time, bam, done.
I mean, I think this just proves how it is your coordination that's an issue.
Well, do you know what, Ange?
What?
I'll only say this because she doesn't listen, but I think Ellen could struggle with that.
Oh, big time. Yeah. We've already had the conversation. I've already said to her, I think you're going to, you know, Joel... Yeah, pass first
no
time.
No problem.
Theory and practical. No,
very logical. She'll pass her theory first time because she'll revise the hell out
work
of it.
For it. Yeah, but she has always, like, her sort of physical development has always taken a lot longer. Like,
she's like me.
She didn't walk till she was nearly two.
But also, I just don't think she's. I think like me, she's not got a very logical brain.
Oh no, not at all.
And
mate.
Driving is logical, I think she's going to really struggle, and I think she's going to get so nervous before her test.
Mm-hmm. She's just going
to
fuck it up.
I think it's going to take her a while to learn to drive. You know,
she's going
to
be a patty, isn't she?
Yeah,
she's going to start at 17, and she'll still be going at 21 before she's passed.
So we go off on a tangent. My second one would be my car.
Okay, so phone, car, number three.
This podcast, probably.
Oh, yes, Pats, that's a good response.
Yeah.
See, I thought you'd have had makeup in there or skincare shit.
But as we found out last week, I can cope with being hagging.
That is true.
You know, if I'm going to the shit party, I'm happy to go hagging. As long as I've got my phone so I can interact with people that aren't there, that aren't shit. I've got my car so I can go as soon as it's done. And I've got this podcast to slag it off about the next week. There you go.
That is actually very true. Yeah, we've established.
So I'll just turn up like a hag.
Looking like a hag. Yeah.
Yeah. What's yours?
I think mine would be a bit like you, phone. I think definitely your phone is like a thing you just cannot do without in these times. So phone. Yeah. I think I'm probably going to be a bit of a dick when I say this.
Oh, no.
But I don't think I could go without my Peloton.
Oh, my God.
I am a full wanker now. Aren't
do you know what? Each to their own.
Each to their own, Pats.
Who am I to say?
Yeah.
Who am I
to judge?
Say,
yeah.
To say anything about that.
So, okay. So phone, Peloton, and...
It's got to be car, surely.
Yeah, but I think I could... I mean, I probably couldn't do without it, but it wouldn't bother me. No, it would bother
right.
me not to have a car.
You get a phone call from your mates. Ian's working late. You get a phone call from your mates saying... I don't know. We've got tickets. We've got last minute tickets to Harry Styles. Yeah, it's not in London. It's in Birmingham.
Yeah,
and you're like,
I'm not
shit. I don't
around.
Have a car.
I'm not dicking around. With
you're
that,
not dicking
I?
Around trying to figure out how much it is for a cab up to Birmingham.
No.
Are you?
Oh no, no.
So,
yeah,
you know,
I think I
it's at Aston Villa's ground. You've got to be able to get there by this time. You don't want to dick. You like, great. I'll jump in my car. No, yeah, I'll see you there. See ya. Bye.
Yeah. I think it'll either be my car or my anti-frizz hair shit.
The other thing that we wanted to talk about...
Yes.
...was... And we didn't get to do this last week because obviously we had Big Dick Rossi on.
Big Dick Rossi, yeah, BDR.
The other thing we wanted to talk about was just how amazing the messages that we got were after... Not the episode just gone, the episode before.
Yeah.
We... don't earn the big bucks at this podcast. But what we do get is some really amazing engagement from you guys, and we get some really supportive messages.
You know, that episode where we, you know, talked quite a bit, and I did get a little bit totes de moche.
Yeah.
About how I was feeling, and you know, you kind of have these points where you like do question, should we just stop it? Should we just call it a day? And I said it in just because that's exactly how I had been feeling. And had no expectation that, you know, people would respond to that or would kind of, none at all.
No.
And the amount of people that just, like, you know, messaged us or sent an email and were just so kind with what they were saying, but predominantly going, don't you dare stop. Like, you have helped me on so many occasions when I've been having a shit time or if I'm having a great time. You've like helped to lift my mood. You've made me laugh. You've made me think about a lot of things that I might not necessarily give any thought to. And it was so overwhelming to receive those messages. And we just wanted to kind of just say thank you for being kind.
I'm just going to read a tiny little bit of this email from Samantha, because I just think we don't do this very often. I think it's just really nice to... She's just written it so well. So she says, you were with me in my deepest sorrow, and then later, during what would be a miracle pregnancy during a pandemic. I listened to your podcast alone in the waiting room. My husband wasn't allowed to go in me because of COVID. You've been with me for the entirety of parenting my miracle boy, who'll be 2 in September. Ruth, I need you to know how in awe I am of you, your bravery, your vulnerability, your choice to find joy. I am so acquainted with the ache and longing in your arms and heart. I truly honour you in how I mother my son. The two of you were with me during my C-section recovery, postpartum, early motherhood. You've been with me through major changes at work and the ebbs and flows in romance and friendships. And your listeners are women and men like me, with very complicated, very human lives and marriages and careers and families. And you've been there with us throughout all of it, the highs and lows, through all the dickish behaviours we witness and all the things that get on our shitting tits. How many people reach as many people in the whole world in their entire life that you have? What a unique and special gift you are.
Oh, so such a beautiful email.
And oh, it was, it had me crying when I read it. So genuinely, I don't know what Ange and I bring to
exactly. I think that was the biggest thing. I was like, what the fuck? Hang on. Like,
but
did not expect that.
Very touched.
Very much
that
so.
We seem to bring something to you that is joyous and helpful.
And you know, hopefully at some point we will start earning the big bucks.
Okay, Ange, let me ask you a question. What has been getting on your shitting tits?
The thing that has been getting on my shitting tits is everybody and their fucking dog going on a Virgin cruise.
You're talking about influencers cruising, aren't
you? I'm talking about the world of influencers who have been on a shitty Virgin cruise that I have seen every bloody person going on, slightly different places. This one's going there, that one's going there, but it's on Virgin. We're on a big boat. We're going to go to all these places. It is just getting ridiculous.
Just to interject, I was laughing at that, but also... Matthew just opened. I'm doing this in our bedroom.
Yeah.
Matthew just has obviously had a shower.
And walked in.
He half opened the bedroom door naked. And then just went, like, made a funny face and mouthed, oh, you're doing the podcast. And, like, brought his shoulders up to his ears. And then went, sorry. And shut the door.
Well, that's great timing, Marty, because he just added to the laughter.
Great timing. Anyway, this has gone shitty nuts, hasn't it? Do you know what I find annoying?
What?
When influencers do, like, good stuff in general, that they get paid for. Like, Rossi last week talking about Epsom races, he got paid to go to that.
You are joking me.
No, he had to put an ad on his stories, which means it was a paid event.
that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really starting to piss me off. Because
you want to go on a virgin cruise.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I caveat all of this with if you want to invite me on a virgin cruise, I'm not going to not take it.
Take it.
But it's just...
But you wouldn't want to Instagram the shit out of
no,
it.
No, that's the thing.
That's the problem.
That's why they won't ask me, Angie. Because they'll just be like, well, she won't do anything about it. No, I
no,
won't.
No, you won't put hashtag...
Hashtag
influencer. Hashtag
ad. PR invite. Hashtag fucking get off the fucking boat shit. It just... Every bloody person I see on Instagram is either on it, been on it, getting off it, about to go on it.
Yeah.
And I mean, you could even put in this bracket as well. So you can put the Virgin Cruisers in that bracket.
Yeah.
And you can also put in there, because every Tom, Dick and fucking Harry is off to either Marbella or Dubai.
Dubai is a big one, isn't it?
I don't know. It just gets on my tits.
Yeah.
It really does get on my tits. But at the most, predominantly now, Virgin Cruises, that is the one that's just bloody everywhere.
But what is it about that? Is it that it's repetitive on your stories? Is it that you're like, I want to go on a Virgin Cruise? Or is it that, like, what is it
I think
specifically?
It's, you know, obviously, like I said earlier, if Virgin comes to me and go, Angie, do you want to come on a
Virgin Cruise? Do you want to go on a Mediterranean cruise for 8 days?
I'll be like, yeah, sure. As long as I don't have to put loads of shit on my story.
Well, you will,
Which then they would say, well, actually, no, you can't come. Yeah, I don't follow that many people.
Yeah.
I'd say a couple of hundred. I'm quite low down on my numbers.
Whereas I follow about 1,700.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm not in that big realm. I'm quite small fry. So I think I have probably seen at least 10 people on these fucking Virgin Cruises.
And then you're talking 5% of your followers.
Yes.
Of your people you follow.
Of people I follow. And the thing is as well, right, even though they're different cruises going to different parts of Europe or whatever, it is all the same. And also, they do this thing where they have like a Virgin Red Night. Right, it's obviously where they're... So then it's like, I've seen this before. I've seen Trisha, John, George, Harry, Bob, Susie, all doing fucking Virgin Red Night. And now I've got you doing it as well.
Shit.
It's just on my tits now to the point that I'm...
Yeah.
You know, you get to the point sometimes. And I don't really... I'm not a big colour, right? Even if people are getting on my tits for various reasons, I just think, oh, fuck it, I'll just keep them there. But I am...
By colour, you mean... You don't mean I'm not a big colour as in the colour. You mean... You don't like culling people.
Yeah, I don't very often... People.
Yeah.
I don't, know because I just think I just can't be arsed with doing that.
But sure.
There are some people of recent weeks that I have honestly been at the point of...
Well, you know what you can do? If you don't want to unfollow them, you know what you can do, don't you? You can mute them.
See, you say this, it shits me all the time, right? But then I have to find out how I do that.
I'll talk you through it after this podcast.
Hang on, what you say? Spell it.
T-I-P.
Oh, T-I-P.
Space.
Yeah.
P-I-C. Tip.
Tip.
Pick.
Oh, tip. Pick.
Pick.
Tip. Yeah. Pick. Tip. Pick. Now, is it sort of something to do with like what you might send or receive dick pics, but this is something to do with like people sending you a tip as a pick?
Right, you're really close.
Oh, I get it, Angie.
It's the picture of the head of someone's penis. typically sent during sexting as an alternative to the more popular ball sack pic. However, when in such sexting moments, a tip pic always begs the question, why? Hey, dude, Jacob's just told me that last night he sent a tip pic. Oh my God, man, why?
Oh my gosh.
So it's a sexting thing, but Can you imagine just like, you know, you're sexting someone, you're in your 40s or your 50s or your 20s or whatever age you are, you're sexting someone and then I'm going to send you a picture and you're like, yeah, okay, that's cool. You know, it's all above sexy, board. It's not sexy. Unsolicited. It's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And they send you a picture of just the tip.
Now, when they're saying the tip,
what do they mean?
Yeah. What's the tip? Yeah. What is that?
It's a good question.
You know, the tip for me would just be, you know, the little hole.
The hole at the end.
The cum hole.
No, I think the tip is the hole is...
Yeah, but surely that would then be your bell end.
Right. Your bell tip. This is getting very technical now. Are we talking it's a hole pick?
Yeah, that's the thing now. You know, if you're calling this a tip pick,
is it just the hole
that I'm seeing? In which case, I don't know if I want a picture of your hole. To be honest with you, Jeff.
No.
I'm not sure actually I even want a picture of your bell end.
No. Yeah.
Actually, do you know what? Just leave it.
I don't think I want a picture of the ball sack.
Oh, God, no.
No. Two little wrinkly plums.
Hairy. Baggy.
Well, not necessarily hairy.
Well, a lot of them are.
People have
hairy.
Got into manscaping.
Yes, they have, haven't they, Patty? Yes.
You know.
Yes, big in the manscaping.
Yeah. But I just when I read that, I was like, oh my God, you're sexting someone, you're really in the mood. Oh. They're like, oh, we're gonna send a picture if that's what you're into. You open it and it's literally the hole.
Although, is there maybe something there about sort of it enticing you in?
What? No. I'd be like,
well, no, what? I wouldn't be interested in having a tip pick, a bell pick, or a full shaft pick. I'm not interested.
You don't want a dick pick.
I don't want any of them. You can just keep them to yourself.
In picture form or in physical form, you're not interested.
Or IRL. Leave your penis in your
IRL. Yeah.
But, you know, there's that like saying, isn't there, like less is more. So, like, you know, if you're going to sort of go out and you want to sort of dress up a bit fancy, you don't want to have your full tits out, but you want a bit of clavage. You know, it's a bit of a way of saying, hello, this is what's underneath, but you're not going to see that. Okay. So is the tip pick thing a bit about, you know, this is what the end of my penis looks like? Do you want to see more?
I think the difference is that there's something quite sexy about a cleavage.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's nothing. Like there sexy isn't about anything.
It's like, oh, that's what you urinate out of.
Yeah,
great.
I mean, we have spoken about penises being actually really quite unattractive.
Oh yeah, we've talked about, you know, the male form being way less attractive than the female form for sure.
Females, you know, the curvaceous parts, your breasts.
Yeah.
You know, your vagina is nice and neat and, you know, you might have a big bush, you might not have any bush.
Wow, we're really going there
But
today.
Your penis is just a sting. It just hangs along with your hairy scrotum.
Anyway, I found tip pick and I thought that is very funny.
That is, I think that's one of the best urbans we've had in a long time.
Yeah, it was a good one. Brilliant. As soon as I saw it, I was like, that's the one.
That is the one.
Okay, well, look, let's round off with a dickish behaviour.
Yes, a DB. Yes. And this has been another one that has come in from our queen.
Yeah.
Laura Levin. She's back on form, back in the mix.
Yeah.
And Laura Levin sent in, people who assign themselves the role of a DJ at a social gathering. Dickish.
I do this. When I got it in the box, I was like, oh, I don't
feel comfortable with this one.
I don't know whether we should talk, because I get quite Spotify heavy house parties and stuff. Yeah, I'm like... No, let's play this song next. Yeah. And then you've got a request. What do you want? Yeah, we'll do that one. Oh, I don't like that song. We'll come back to it. I'm not really a big Rolling Stones fan, but we'll come back to it for sure. Yep, Steps, we'll put that in. Yeah. I get quite...
You're quite controlling over that, aren't you?
Oh, I did not...
Yeah, you are,
Patty.
I feel
comfortable with the word controlling.
You are controlling over the DJ. DJ Patty in the house.
But I do get what Laura means, that it is quite dickish, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Not allowing other people to go up and put their requests actually into Spotify.
Yeah. And also it just means that you just end up picking all the songs you like, which actually might be shit. I mean, you like bloody...
Steps.
The Sugar Babes and Steps and...
Steps, the Sugar Babes, Hearsay,
yeah, all
Liberty
of that
X.
Shit. I mean, that's just all shit, Patty.
Whitney Houston.
Oh, Whitney, every day of the week. You can
Destiny's
bung that
Child.
One in. But an old school Destiny's Child, I think, is like a banger.
Beyonce, but I love Beyonce.
Beyonce can chuck her in a bit of Bruno.
I love Styles.
Styles.
Yeah, I know. But then you get people coming up putting on, I don't know, it's like, yeah, let's have the Rolling Stones and everybody clears the dance floor.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, let's have, I don't know, let's have this song. It's like, I feel like there's not a lot of people that can be trusted to make a good dance atmosphere at parties.
Do you know what? A DJ... is so crucial to a good party.
Oh my god!
Like if you get a shit DJ,
who's putting the Birdie song on?
You know, you always get that person that's like, let's do Casper Slide. Let's do Casper. Everyone get in a line. No, let's not do Casper Slide. Cha cha cha.
No, Casper Slide. Cha cha cha.
Do you not remember that one?
No.
Slide to the left.
Slide to the right.
Reverse.
Honestly, why do people put that shit on?
That's what I mean. People can't. There's always somebody's like, I want to do the Birdie song. I want to do the Hokey Cokey. Mm.
What's the one that used to all have to sit on the floor?
Oh, oops, yeah, there was one.
Sag here. Sit. Sag.
Quite a good song, but people made it a game.
Yeah. But also, like, who wants to be sitting on a shitty floor?
And somebody always wants to do the Macarena.
Yeah. And then you got the old Grease. Yeah.
Megamix.
This is so as much as I see that Laura Levin is saying it can be dickish, there are lots of people at parties that can't be trusted to choose
with
good
that.
Songs.
No, I totally agree with you, Pants.
The best thing to do is to have somebody who is assigned, and every like 10 to 15 songs you whack on one of those songs that somebody's asked for, you let them play a bit, and then you're like, oh yeah, fun, huh? Next one. And we did play it. We played at least 35 seconds of it. So
don't you find as well there are some, I remember when I was at James's after party thing at in Lala,
when I was dying with mumps,
when you were dying with mumps, and I was partying the night away. There was this one person that just kept asking for Kylie Minogue.
No.
Yes.
No.
And you know, this is obviously quite a big deal party. This DJ's probably like, you know, probably one of the best, and he's like giving it.
Yeah.
And he just kept going out saying, can you put Kylie Minogue on? And then he'd say, Ange, can you go and ask him to put Kylie Minogue on? And I was like, mate, this is not the place for Kylie.
No.
You
spinning around at a push.
Yes, at
but
a push.
But nobody needs I Should Be So Lucky.
Exactly.
And nobody needs to hear Too Many Broken Hearts by Jason Donovan.
No, absolutely not.
No, it's just not the vibe, is it?
No. And no. I just keep saying to him, no, we're not having that. No, you're not asking him. It, honestly, I reckon he asked the DJ at least half a dozen times, can you put Kylie Minogue on? And the DJ, I swear, was just like, I'm not even listening to what you're saying to me.
The DJ was probably like, Kylie who?
Yeah.
What? What are you talking about? Mate, I'm only just 25. I've got no idea who Kylie Minogue is.
Yeah.
But, so I do see that it can be dickish, but I think people not being trusted with good music choice is more dickish.
That is true, actually, yeah. Yeah, you've got to have the right person in control of that shit.
That's it. And look, you want people to feel like they've got their song, that's fine. Yeah. Do you know what gets on my tits, actually?
What's that?
Now, when you go to weddings and on your RSVP, you have to put your choice of song.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Why are we getting into this shit?
It's bollocks. It's a tip pick.
Oh.
Is what it is. It's an out and out tip pick. A load of shit. So that's it. Another episode in the bag.
Bosh.
We're done.
Done. In the bag.
Thank you, as always, for listening. As we've said before, thank you for all your lovely, kind messages that you send us week in, week out. If you've got anything that you want us to talk about or you want to bring, or you've got a shitty tits or you've got a dickish behaviour, we absolutely love hearing from you. You can find Ange and I both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But we hope you have a fabulous week. And Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.